On Thursday, there was more stress around fallout in the banking sector. This was also accompanied by another soft inflation print out of the U.S., this time in the form of producer prices. But in the end, the U.S. dollar was more bid than not, perhaps on the back of safe haven flow from worry about the state of the global economy, or perhaps on offsetting developments abroad. Eurozone hawkish rhetoric is losing effect. The Bank of England decision resulted in a sell-the-fact profit-taking, and inflation expectations in New Zealand cooled off. Fed rate pricing continues to lean more accommodative all while this is going on, and certainly getting help from this week's U.S. inflation reads. Odds of a July cut now trade at 50%, up from 33% just on Wednesday. More than four cuts are now priced by January 2024. Also making headlines out there are concerns around the China outlook, as a sharp drop in the yuan loans are undercutting the China reopening story. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK GDP, industrial production, construction output, and trade, US import and export prices, the German current account, and US Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.